This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holsworth joins me on the long line. He is the founder and the president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. It's an honor to have him join us each Monday afternoon to talk a little Virginia politics. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing great, Coy. How are you today?
Very good. Very good. Had a wonderful weekend. I actually was in Richmond this weekend. And boy, I love Richmond. That's such a beautiful city.
Yeah, it's a great town. And boy, what a great day we've had now, last couple of days, to make up for that last week.
Absolutely. Goodness. Yeah, that's the truth. We've had some pretty days. A whole week of rain there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was, and we're getting some benefit the last couple of days, that's for sure.
So, Bob, where should we start? More fallout from the recent elections?
Yeah, I mean, very, very interesting to see what's happening right now, and, particularly if we look forward to next year in congressional elections, Republicans are pretty optimistic. Got to be careful about being over-optimistic, given where the Democrats were a year ago. But the Republicans are going to look as if they want to go after 2, 3, and maybe 4 seats. And in particular, the race up your way with Tom Perriello is obviously going to be on the national marquee, especially if, I think, if Robert Hurt winds up being the Republican nominee.
Well, it's clear, Bob, is it not, that the Republicans have Tom Perriello in their sights? I mean, they're already running these ads against him around health care and... that's going to be a hot race to watch. They're going for him.
Yeah, exactly. What happened here was, clearly Perriello won. He was a great campaigner against Virgil Goode. There was a tremendous Obama surge, and the Republicans are thinking that the 2010 election is unlikely to see the same electorate that we saw in 2008, and it's an electorate that is likely to be more tilted toward the Republican side. Now, Tom Perriello is out there doing these... town meetings, it seems like almost every weekend. He's really trying to be a superb constituent service congressperson. But to the extent that the Republicans try to nationalize this, make this an ideological battle, they feel they have a real good shot. And perhaps one of the leading candidates, there's a whole bunch of people in the race, including some who are saying that he's not conservative enough, is State Senator Robert Hurt, and if he gets the nomination, he's an impressive guy, Coy.
Yeah. Now, we're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, you spoke at a Sorensen event. Sorensen, of course, where I hang my hat during the day, and you spoke Friday evening in Richmond with Robert Hurt and Jennifer McClellan. What was your take on Robert Hurt?
Well, my take was very, very positive. He's a very smart guy. He's down to earth. Which I think really helps in the campaign. He's also a very careful listener, listens very carefully to what people are telling him, doesn't shoot from the hip, and at the same time has, I think, a very broad knowledge of Virginia and various policies, and is an interesting guy. So my sense is that this is really going to be a marquee race. You have one of the great Democratic candidates from 2008 in Tom Perriello, who really... had a smashing upset victory here, a victory very few people thought was conceivable or imaginable. And at the same time, the Republicans are very eager to take the seat, and at least insofar as if Robert Hurt is the nominee, and he's going to have to work hard to get that nomination, he's going to be a figure that Republicans are going to be very comfortable funding very, very strongly.
Bob, some of the competition against Robert Hurt is going to come from right here in Central Virginia with Ken Boyd, who's a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. And I guess you could argue that Ken Boyd might run to the right of Robert Hurt, which is going to be real dicey at a convention. It's sort of a toss-up.
Well, I mean, that's the feature, that I think there's going to be more than one person running to the right of Robert Hurt. A lot of people are going to look at the 2004 tax vote with Mark Warner that Robert Hurt ultimately supported. And so what you're going to see is that you're going to see a number of people try to find a way of defining this race as New York 23 almost. conservative Republicans against, a liberal Republican, they're going to claim, who, voted for Mark Warner's tax hike. At the same time, I think if you talk about, you know, overall name recognition, you talk about someone who's, you know, campaigned in a wider district, that's hurt. So that's what you're going to see. He's not going to have an absolute cakewalk to this nomination.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be a couple of people going to position themselves on the right and try to be, you might say, the Hoffman of this district.
One thing, Republicans here in Charlottesville and Albemarle County, and yes, there are some in Charlottesville, might not appreciate the depth to which and the degree to which Robert Hurt is so popular across Southside Virginia.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he is somebody, as I said, who has a wonderful political touch, you know, at the same time very smart, really defended the interests of the region. You know, he has a genuine base in Southside. Now, on the other hand, Republicans in Albemarle got to feel really good about where they are. You know, they just knocked off the, you know, a Democratic incumbent in Albemarle County. Bob McDonald carried Albemarle. So they're pretty enthusiastic themselves right now. But we'll just have to see whether or not, you know, they can overcome the fact that at least in his own part of the district or where he's from, Robert Hurt's a very, very popular
guy. And we're going to keep watching that. That's going to be really interesting. We're talking with Bob Holdsworth, as we are wont to do on Monday afternoons, a little Virginia politics. Bob is the founder and the president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, speaking of Republican candidates, CNN put their they showcased Eric Cantor recently as a possible presidential candidate for 2012. Is that right?
Well, that was pretty interesting, Coy, because right now, if, what happens every time you have a new administration come in and people are talking about who will be the opposite party candidates, they typically go back and look at someone who was visible in either 2008 or beforehand. So we're seeing Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, Newt Gingrich, Sarah Palin going rogue, and you're seeing all of those kind of names tossed around. There are a lot of people, however, who don't believe that the Republicans can win with anybody who was that visible in 2008 or in previous years, that they need a relative new face. And when you start thinking about those new faces, Eric Cantor's name sort of, you know, catapults to the top of the list pretty quickly, given how meteoric his own rise has been in Congress. So you now have CNN casting him about as a potential candidate. Cantor wisely said in that wonderful political speak that I'm not running for president, which doesn't mean I won't run for president someday.
Right, right.
And so he would like, his name is now kind of in the mix without him really having to do very much. And because he's such a great national fundraiser for the party, my sense is that he's going to get a lot of invitations, and some of those invitations, I wouldn't be surprised if they show up in primary states.
Bob, what's your read about the transition, Bob McDonald's transition? He's putting a new administration together. There any headlines to come out of that work so far?
Well, not so far, other than, you know, everybody's speculating on who the cabinet will be. We saw a story yesterday that some legislators are urging him to keep Rick Brown as Secretary of Finance. Rick is a great guy, very capable man. At the same time, given the high visibility and the elevation of economic and finance issues to the top of the McDonald agenda during the campaign, I would probably be surprised if he decided to maintain the Warner Kane team in his own administration. I think you're going to see a lot of new faces here.
Right. Now, speaking of Bob McDonald, many times when he was on this program over the last 2-3 years, he has mentioned that an issue that's very important to him is trying to get more kids from Virginia, eligible high school students from Virginia, accepted to Virginia colleges. And I guess it, by implication, he meant the University of Virginia, which, you know, over the years, as less money has come out of Richmond, they've been compelled, UVA has, to take more out-of-state students because they pay a lot more tuition. And it's a way of balancing their budget and maintaining some income. But all that would change if Richmond says that there's a quota on getting some of those qualified honor students from Northern Virginia into your first year.
You know, Coy, a lot of people had wanted Bob McDonald to take on that issue very centrally during the campaign. And early on, it looked as if he might side with some of the legislators who are calling for certain kinds of restrictions on out-of-state enrollment at UVA and other and some other really excellent Virginia universities. McDonnell actually put that issue on mute, however, during the campaign. What he did was that he adopted a point of view that's come out of the Virginia Business Higher Ed Council that instead of restricting, you might say, out-of-state admissions at Virginia flagship universities, what we would do is that we would try to promote 100,000 new degrees across all Virginia universities over the next 12 years. And I think the colleges and universities were far more comfortable with that position. But what happened, interestingly, this weekend is the Washington Post ran another story, I would say from the Northern Virginia perspective, which largely noted that kids in Northern Virginia who don't seem to be able to get into UVA or some other schools, even though they have pretty good records. And beyond that, also noted that Virginia universities have taken more out-of-state students this year than previous years. And so my sense is that some of the NOVA legislators, particularly in the Republican Party, who have seen this as an issue that's very helpful to their political aspirations and hear about it very often from their constituents, I think they might be back in this session with more proposals about limiting out-of-state enrollment. And I particularly think this because the Republicans picked up seats in Northern Virginia this year. I wouldn't be surprised if one or two of these new Northern Virginia delegates show the people back home that they're working on their behalf by going down to Richmond and calling for some of this legislation.
Absolutely. Wouldn't be surprising at all. Especially, you know, that's an issue important to Dave Albo right there from West Springfield.
Well, and, Dave Albo, Tim Hugo, Clay Athey, they've been beating this drum pretty hard last year, and they were pretty successful last year. That, you know, in the past, they hadn't been, a lot of this legislation got bottled up pretty quickly. It didn't last year. So my guess is that you're going to see Rob Lockridge and John Castan and a lot of people on the UVA board trying to get in front of this issue before it gets out of hand down in the legislature. And the other thing, Coy, is that you know because they won't have too many things to talk about in terms of money other than cuts, a lot of these other issues that are on the agenda but sometimes take a back burner when there's a lot of money to distribute, they're going to be front and center. And, you know, given Dave Albo's fairly convincing win again in getting back there and given the fact that, you know, the Washington Post is still writing stories showing that this is a major issue to a lot of people up in Northern Virginia, I expect them not to be too silent about it come January.
Absolutely. And like you say, we don't expect the folks on the UVA board to be silent as well, because something like that just could be devastating to Charlottesville.
Oh, well, a lot of folks don't like it, Coy. There's two reasons, really. One is a financial reason. The second tends to be a diversity reason, that a lot of these out-of-state students are, you know, first of all, they're of very high quality. Secondly, they bring that kind of geographical and often international diversity now.
Absolutely.
To Virginia universities, and a lot of people think that's very useful to help, educate our own students about what that 21st century world is going to look like.
Absolutely. Hey, Bob, before we let you go, what was this all about the Danville Tea Party burning an effigy of Perriello?
Oh, that hasn't stopped. That what's happened is that the Danville Tea Party was essentially saying it was going to burn Perriello and Pelosi an effigy. A lot of people have responded very negatively, saying, you know, this is the kind of thing that's wrong with the Tea Party. It's shows you the growing incivility of American politics. And the Tea Party organizers are now saying that they're reconsidering this and will have to decide whether they want to do that or not. I think, there are a lot of folks who are concerned that maybe if they go forward with this, they'll somehow undermine their broader message that people are just very, very angry with the policies that are happening in Washington, and the effigies will become the issue, not the complaints.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing you think of when we think of like a Middle Eastern country, you know, burning effigies of the president or Uncle Sam in some dusty street somewhere, you know?
Yeah, it's not the normal practice, but the fact is that we're not in very normal times right now, and I think there are a lot of folks out there who are underestimating the frustration and anxiety being felt in parts of the electorate right now. I think the Democrats actually did that in Virginia in 2009, and they're going to have to be careful not to do that in the congressionals coming up.
Bob Holdsworth is the founder and the president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. It's must reading if you want to know what's going on in Virginia politics. The website, again, is VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, thank you so much, sir. Have a great week.
And you too, Coy. Always great to be on. Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.